Bells will be ringing.
We all are pretty much aware of the statistics about poverty and underemployment and lack of educational attainment for natives, not only across the country, but here in Oklahoma. One of the things that when Daryl Tonema, who actually started this about 15 years ago in Phoenix when he did the first one, one of the things that he recognized and that we've tried to carry on is that it is up to us to take care of our own kids.
That was Ron McIntosh, one of the organizers of this year's annual Native American Benefit Concert, to be held next Friday, December 5th, at Rose State College. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times.
Please come home for Christmas. Please come home.
This week on the program, we learn more about the annual Native American Benefit Concert intended to help Native children. Daryl Tonema, a psychologist, musician, and the event's founder, envisioned giving Native children a better Christmas by holding a benefit concert in which the price of admission would be one new toy or article of clothing. As Ron McIntosh earlier mentioned, Tonema's first benefit was held in Phoenix, Arizona, where Tonema lived at the time. After moving to Oklahoma, Tonema continued the tradition. Lauren Tonema, Daryl's brother, said the first Oklahoma concert was produced on a dime.
In true Daryl fashion, he had this last second, hey, let's do a benefit concert. I was like, okay, we can try to find some place to do it. So, and this was probably a week beforehand. So as you can imagine, there wasn't a whole lot of, we couldn't really tell a whole lot of people in that short of time. So I remember that first one we had contacted the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic, and they came out and they took the toys. There was maybe just an armful of toys, but still something to give. And so it just kind of started from there here in Oklahoma City.
Tonema's Christmas benefits now take place in different areas of the country where there is a high Native American population, and Tonema still participates when he can.
This year again in Phoenix, one in Newtown, North Dakota on December 2nd, one in Aberdeen, South Dakota on December 3rd, Sioux Falls, South Dakota on December 4th, Oklahoma City December 5th, and back on our home reservation in New York, Tuscarora Reservation, he's doing one on December 20th.
These benefits promote Native talent in a variety of forms. In addition to showcasing traditional and non-traditional musical performances, the Oklahoma event includes a live art demonstration by up-and-coming painter Nicole Hatfield. Hatfield's finished work will be auctioned off at the event. Musical groups featured showcase traditional and non-traditional music. The gifts and clothes collected as admission are given to a variety of tribal entities, including the Oklahoma City Indian Clinic.
We include the Indian Clinic because they have a pretty far reach. You know, they have a lot of tribes that they serve, and so we contact them every year. This year we've contacted the Comanche Nation, we've contacted the Cheyenne and Arapahoes, and the absentee Shawnee tribe. We have a member from their tribe come out from the Indian Child Welfare, and all they got to do is, you know, we ask them to participate, to come in to help us out. They come up and say a few words about what their program's about, where the gifts go, and then at the end of the night, you know, they're all there to pick up. They more or less split it out four ways, and they take them from there.
The concert starts at 7 p.m. in the W.P. Bill Atkinson Student Center on the Rose State College campus. The MC for the event is motivational speaker and Native community advocate Chance Rush, who is from the Hidatsa Nation. There will be performances by Eric Taylor, Native Praise, Spirit Cry, and Terry Zotai. Here are some upcoming Native-themed events for next Saturday, December 6th. If you're in the Tulsa area, the 4th Annual Native American Christmas Market will be going on from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Glenpool Conference Center in Glenpool. Besides Native American arts, Native food available and entertainment will be provided all day. Also on Saturday, a Native American Christmas Market will be held in the Sepulpa Elks Lodge in Sepulpa. Native arts will be for sale, as well as handmade traditional clothing, including Seminole patchwork skirts, ribbon shirts, and vests. There will also be local vendors selling organic wares. native foods and music, free admission, and this is open to the public. In the Stroud area, the Sac and Fox Nation is holding its Elders Winter Dance at the Sac and Fox Nation Community Building. Gourd Dance starts at 2 p.m., supper break at 5:30, and intertribal at 6:30. Elders of all tribes are invited. In the Oklahoma City area, on Sunday, December 7th, celebrate the holiday season during Red Earth's annual Christmas Open House and Volunteer Party. Enjoy refreshments, browse the museum, and view the native Christmas tree in the Red Earth Gift Gallery. This is free and open to the public. Red Earth Museum is located at 6 Santa Fe Plaza, and that is south of Bricktown. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page, look for Indian Times.